Didn't hear anything. I don't know if I got disconnected.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Wasn't sure if I got disconnected.
I'm not sure that you broke up, Hannah. What was the last thing you said?
I said I wasn't sure if I had gotten bumped off, disconnected. You know, when I hear the music and there's a clip and then it's blank, and if nobody says anything, well, you don't know if you're still on or you know, if they're being silent or, you know, hard to tell.
I understand, but people have it's okay that people don't want to identify themselves, so. Shall we begin?
You have somebody else on?
Yes. We're studying today from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, Parashat Vayera, in section 13, we're on verse 194. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte vidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu le'afta l'shem yudhe bavavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yehino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunenehu. Wehayatir nun harashit nun gimel chawo ela amar Rabbi Abahu hamisha sefarim em baTorah uvkol echad uechad niklalim asaret adibrot asara ma'amarot Shebahem Nibra Ha'olam Chasho Asara Bekol Chad Minhon U'chamishim. The translation. He commented that there are more than 50 portions in the Torah. There are 53. But as Rabbi Avahu said, every one of the five books in the Torah includes the 10 utterances, which is the secret of the 10 divine injunctions, or sayings, by which the world was created. Multiply by the five books, and you have 50. My commentary. Can we explain why I said 54 parashiot above versus 53 in this pasuk? Yes. Students of Kabbalah will contemplate this to arrive at an answer. This pasuk answers a question we asked above. Is the Zohar inaccurate? Pasuk 195 from the Zohar Sulam commentary on Parasha Vayera. Questions, comments, thoughts. The last line I read really belongs to the next pasuk. Usually I have a space that I didn't recognize that.
Well, my version misspells 50. They have F-I-F-R-Y, which I would have thought was just a typo, you know, typing error. But then they also have it spelled way a second time within the verse. The last word is also 50, but they're spelling it F-I-F-R-Y. Now, as far as the number of parshiot, when I do the what I call the TRD, the Torah Roots and Definitions, for the year. Some years, the very last, what is it, Zot HaBrachah? Sometimes it's all by itself, and sometimes it's not. And, you know, even listed as a parsha. So I wonder if that's what they're hinting at with using this number.
If you count the number of parshiot, if you count the number of parshiot, you can do it on the parashah page or the Zohar page. You actually go through and count them. You will see that there's 54, and that's when many times. When we add the leap year, the leap month, which we do 7 years out of the 19-year cycle, there's 355 days in a lunar year. If you add a month, you're adding 29 days or 30 days. So 155 plus 30 should be 185, or so is should be 385. It's 355 plus 30 is 385. But some years, the year is only 384 days long, and other years it's 383 years long. And depending on that relationship of the number of days and the timing, it determines how many parashiot, how many Shabbats there are. And sometimes there are two Shabbats on the holidays of Sukkot, two Shabbats on Hanukkah, two Shabbats on Pesach. So depending on how all of that works out, is where you get, literally, you need to have, parashas, because if you have 13 months, you have 56 Shabbats, but it could also be 54. But you have to remember, you have three times that you definitely have a Shabbat of the holiday: Sukkot, Pesach, and Hanukkah. So this is where all these numbers come along. But this pasuk is actually saying all of that doesn't matter, because there are 10 statements in Genesis that are attributed as the creation verses. And they are literally the 10 statements where the name Elohim is included. And there's a relationship between those and the 10 utterances, which is the Esser Dibrot. And we know in Exodus we have one of those, and in Deuteronomy we have one of those. So there's two other books, Leviticus and Numbers, that somewhere in those books are coded messages of those same 10 verses. And what it's saying is what's important in the Torah, and what's important in each one of the books, is the Esser Dibrot, is the 10 statements of creation. Because those statements of creation is essentially creating the 10 Sefirot, And so therefore, what's important is the number 50, because it is the five books for the 10 statements. So the question is the Zohar inaccurate? The answer is no. It's giving you a deeper understanding of what is the hierarchy. I hope that's clear, even though I rambled a little bit.
Well, it is and it isn't. You know, it's okay. I was looking at my TRD sheet because I number everything according to the parsha's number.
Right.
Any files that I have. And I keep one. I didn't get to finish the one for this year, and it's so close to another year, I'm just going to wait. But I'm looking at the one that I had for 2015, and it was a Dovah portion year. You know, we had a late month, and there were 54 portions. But I have 54 with Zod HaBrakah, and I have a note under it, not included separately this year, that, you know, that's when they read the blessing on Simchat Torah instead. So, you know, it's two ways of looking at it. The way the Zohar is presenting what you just said, which is very understandable. And I think we got some of that in the Ari's teachings, too.
Yes.
The idea of the 10 utterances in 10 parts, and we know it has to match up with the Sephirot, too. So, but can I say what you just said to me now, to somebody else? But it's there. You know, I understand it, but it's a lot to think about.
Correct.
Do you think, as far as the misspelling of 50 in the English part of 194, do you think that was just a typo, even though it was two times in the same verse?
I would attribute it to a typo because when I was studying in the Kabbalah Center, you get a very, when the Israeli is vomited out of the land, which is the term that's used, when the Israeli comes over to the United States, they generally speak English because they learned it in the school, but the teacher was English. So their accent is off and takes them a while to learn to speak the American style English. But they literally don't really spell. They speak. They don't write. Over the course of a few months to a year, they'll learn how to write, because if they go to work, they have to learn how to write. And you know, they can start out with Hebrew writings, but it's because the person they're working for is Israeli, or the company that they're involved with has a lot of Israelis, and so they will write in Hebrew, but they don't really ever learn well English spelling. And I've just had that experience with many of them. Now, you would think that the Kabbalah Center would have someone who's a good proofreading, but that's not always the case. So that I would just attribute it to a typo.
Yeah, and I just looked at the keyboard, and R and T are right next door to each other. So the typist probably hit the R instead of the T.
Right. Let's go on to verse 195.
Okay.
Oh, Totachat Chan Shama Beomer Et Ribono. Shel olam af al pi shelo nitasku batora shema kibalu o Shehatu Vavad Denit Kaper Lachem Shenemar Arbaim Yakenu Lo Yosef Umima Sheniv Tmaishu Lifnehem Dayam Lehit Kaper Lachem Shelo Yikansu Lagehinom Makiti Vacharav Lo Ese Ba'avur Ha'arbaim. The translation. The soul goes on, saying, Master of the universe, even though the people did not study the Torah, they may have already been punished for their sins in court and have been forgiven, as it is written. 40 stripes he may give him, but and not exceed. And if they have felt ashamed in front of them, this is sufficient for them to be pardoned and not to be sent to Gehinnom. The following verse says, I will not do it for the 40's sake. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written, but where is the discussion of the number 45 that's in the Torah? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Did you say 45? Because I don't see 45.
If you look at the Torah, when Abraham is negotiating with Hashem, he goes from 50 to 45 and then to 40.
Okay, so 45 is missing, is what you're saying. I didn't remember the 45 in from the Torah. So
right.
I was looking for 45.
Yeah,
that's it.
But essentially, the meaning is the Zohar seems to have skipped 45. But I was thinking just as I said that, because I've written these commentaries a while ago, 45 is the numerical value of Adam.
Right.
So the Zohar really didn't need to discuss the number 45. And put it in the perspective, because we're reading the Torah at the level of these simple stories, so it's Abraham negotiating with Hashem, and we have an explanation for the number 50, and now we have an explanation for the number 40, but what we're really looking at is these explanations of these numbers is the soul is answering the charges for the sins that they did that they haven't done teshuvah for on their judgment day, on their final court. And so it's a different frame of reference. So the number 45, it would be related to Adam, related to being a human being as an explanation for making a sin and not doing teshuvah. And so it doesn't really need the Zohar to explain it.
And they may want to stay away just from not condoning, condemning Adam. And it looks like it's by tens anyway. I can spot 30 on the next paragraph and or parsha, and 20 on the next one. So it's working in tens.
It actually isn't. It looks. There is a sequence of 10, but it's not quite as I said. It goes 50, 45, 40, 30. 20, but there's two more that's in the middle. I don't remember what they are right now, but if you look closely, you'll see the verses that are part of the paragraphs that relate to different numbers.
Okay.
But we'll, as we go through with the Zohar, it'll come back to us.
Okay.
Are you clear with here, or should we go on to 196, or do you want to stay here and discuss this more?
No. You can go on.
Okay. Pasuk 196. Bo tachat ve'omeret, bo lai yesh sham shaloshim, ulai yesh beinehem tzadikim shehish siku, shaloshim malot armuzim bak pasuk, vayehi bishloshim, Shana vehem kelulim, belev nativot, shehem kafet, otiot, leo, vayosa lifamim, hem kelulim lishmona. The translation, the verse continues. Perhaps there shall be 30 found there. Maybe there are righteous people among them who have achieved the 30 attributes indicated in the verse. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, and that are included within the 32 paths, which are formed by the 22 Hebrew letters and the 10 Sephirot. The latter, at times, are counted as 8. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. The 10 are counted as 8 due to the concept of the Gimel Rishonot. The first 3 are united. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Not really. They're just seemingly taking up for the souls.
You broke up. Say that again.
I said it kind of just gives you the impression that whoever is the witness is, they're taking up for that soul.
Yes. The witnesses are typically the accusations go first, and then the witnesses counter them. So that's what the Zohar is doing, because it's coming from a frame of positivity.
Yeah. Well, didn't we say at one time that the court at night when we sleep, that the witnesses have experienced human life, so they know what a human has been, the soul has gone through or can relate to.
Yes. In our generation, that's true. In earlier generations, it was more of Hashem was involved more with those nightly thing courts. But in our generation, the nightly courts are pretty generally human beings who are closer to the generation that's being judged, the person's generation, so that they have a better understanding of what it takes to achieve righteousness. They will tend to be more lenient or sometimes more harsh, but at least they're more connected to the soul that's being judged.
Okay.
The real question. No, I'm not. It's almost over.
Okay.
What I was going to ask on this this verse 196. The soul is saying to the court, the 32 paths of wisdom, I must, the soul is basically saying, I've made connection to the 32 paths of wisdom, and that should override the negative actions that I've done. Does that make sense to us? Is that an excuse? Is that an explanation? Just something to contemplate. We don't really have the time to discuss it.
And when you think each individual is different, you know, so, and everything being relative to that particular person, so I can see where it all fits in.
And what you said is absolutely correct. We can see how it fits in, but, you know, it's not something to easily remember when you're under that stress as the soul. So.
No. And this was a new concept to us. You know, we always just took this bargaining with Abraham,
yes,
bargaining with Hashem. You know, we didn't see this other side to it.
You have
I just hope by token that Hashem will do for us what he did for the first Exodus, that he gave us a free gift, that he'll do the same for the redemption. For our
Amen. You have a good evening, and just in a while we'll have a Zohar class.
Okay.
Shalom.
My best.
Shalom.
Thank
Randy,
you.
Randy, it's nice to hear from you as we hang up. Have a beautiful evening.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Hope you're feeling well.
Thank you.